Parshat Yitro. After Yitro arrives and changes the structure of the court system in Am Yisrael, finally Am Yisrael, as the Torah tells us about Am Yisrael arriving at Har Sinai, and Moshe is told to ascend Har Sinai, and Perek Yitet Pasuk Hei says, V'yatam shemo tishmu bekoli u'shmartem et priti v'yitam nisi gulom mikulamim kili kolaretz. If you listen, keep my covenant, good things will happen. So what is this, keep the covenant, Shmartim Ebriti? So the Beit HaLevi has an explanation. He says sometimes the Torah has a concept of something called Shmira, guarding, watching, caring for. For example, if the Pasuk says, Shmar Lecha Dvarim Ma'ila. So what is it? It's a concept that certain parts of the Torah need Shimor, need to be guarded, need to be kept. For example, he said, if you look, Chulin, so we're not used, so we're not so used to the laws of Tumen Tara, but when it comes to Chulin, that's the regular food that we eat, so the regular food that we eat also can have Tahor status or Tame status. And if it becomes Tame, it's Tame, and if it doesn't, it's Tahor. But the status quo, or what we refer to as a Chezkas Tara, Chezkat Tara, would be if it's still Tahor, if it was Tahor, it's still Tahor, unless we know it became Tameh. Chulin doesn't become Tameh unless we know it becomes Tameh. On the other hand, when it comes to Truma, Truma has to be guarded and watched. The moment Truma isn't guarded and watched, the moment there's Hesach Hadat, and the Gemara has examples of people slightly getting distracted for 2 seconds and deciding that their Truma was therefore Tameh, because of their Hesach Adat, because any second that they weren't guarding it, it is now considered no longer guarded. Truma, Dvarim of Kedusha, need to be guarded constantly, always. And the moment there's a lapse in that guarding of it, and that care and caution about it, that's referred to as Hesach Adat, and now it is Pasul, now it is considered Tame, and would have to be destroyed. And this is the difference between something of Kedusha, like Truma, as opposed to Chulin. So that's supposed to be a metaphor, says the Beit HaLevi, for Torah in general. Torah needs us to guard it. We have to watch it carefully, Betara. And we always have to be on guard to protect the Torah. We should never be Mesiach Dat from the Torah, from guarding the Torah. Even any time of day. And if we aren't careful, so then it ends up pasul. And that, says the Netziv, is an important idea that involves when we go out to work. Because in Vezorah Bracha, we are told of the Bracha to Zvulun and Yisachar, Semach Zvulun B'tzeitecha V'Yisachar B'ho'alecha. Now we're familiar with the concept of Zvulun and Yisachar. Yisachar sits and learns Torah, Zvulun goes out to work and is able to support Yisachar. So what is this Samach Zvulun B'tzeitecha? So how is it that a person should never ever get his mind off Torah? He's supposed to go and work. We know the Gemara Brachot Lamed Hei tells us that a person is supposed to go earn a living. So the Beit HaLevi has an analogy from another halacha. In Psachim Kuf Aleph, it discusses people who are sitting around and having a meal. And then some of them go off to, they get called to go dance for a chatan, is the Gemara's example. So when they come back, they have to make a new bracha on their food. They had made a bracha on their food, they were eating the food, but because they stopped and went somewhere else, and they come back, they need a new bracha. That yitziyah from the Suda is called Hesech Adat. Their mind is no longer on the food. When they come back, they need a new bracha. But the Gemara says, not everybody went out to dance and before the chatan. Some of the friends stuck around at the meal. So now that's considered people still doing the meal. So when they come back and rejoin their friends at the meal, they don't need a new bracha. They don't need a new bracha. So he says the same is true about the people who are learning Torah. You're learning Torah, that's what you got to do. Now you got to go out and earn a living. So certainly if you leave some people in the Beit Medrash, especially those going out to earn a living are going to be supporting those in the Beit Medrash, like Yisachar and Zvulun, so then that is not considered Hesech Hadat. That's the Samach Zvulun Mitzaytecha and Yisachar Vo'olecha. He's always doing his avod in the Beit Medrash, even while he is God, because he's left somebody there. But there's more to it. It's not just the idea of leaving people in the Beis Medrash. The Beis Levi says there's another step to this. It's about what our intentions are when we go to work. If the person's supposed to be Koveya Itim the Torah, he should also have in mind Torah even while he's working. That doesn't mean don't think about your work and be distracted to be thinking about Torah concepts. It means keeping the Torah in mind and aware so that, first of all, when I'm done, I go back to learning Torah. It shows that I'm only not learning Torah now because I have to go out and earn a living. But if I didn't have to go out and earn a living, I would be learning Torah. So that, how do I show that when I'm done, I go back to learning Torah? But second of all, more than that, it's you should always have the Torah in mind while you're working so that you don't violate the Torah while you're working. In business, there's so many laws. There's a whole Sefer Choshen Mishpat. There's Ribit. There's Gezel. There's Onah. There's Gnevas Das. There's all sorts of Isurim that one can violate while at work. And therefore, one has to keep the Torah on his mind. That doesn't mean thinking about a sugya and Tosos and where was Reb Chaim and the Ksos and yesterday. No, and from the previous year that you were just learning. It doesn't mean be distracted at work. It means constantly remember the Torah while you're at work so that you don't make a mistake, so you don't sin. Keep the Torah in mind while you're at the work. And he says, this explains another Mamar Chazal, Gemara B'Metzia, though here I see in the Bar Ilan, it says in the printout that I gave you, it says Daf Mem Hey, I think it's Daf Pei Hey. But it says the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyah. And they want to know, why did we get kicked out of Eretz Yisrael? And Hashem says, Alazvam Torati Asher Natati Lefneim V'lo Achuba. They left my Torah. So the Gemara says, they asked the Chachamim, we didn't know. The Nevi'im, we didn't know. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them himself. So the Beis Halevi says, that's really strange. These people were sinning. Azvam Torati, they left my Torah. And the Chachamim and Nevi'im didn't know it? It can't be that they were going around, you know, doing all sorts of terrible chatayim and they didn't know. There must be something else. So says the Beis Halevi, this is the Yesod. All these people were Osik B'Torah and going to work. But there was like a cognitive dissonance between the two. They weren't thinking about Torah when they went to work. They had Torah time and they had work time. The Torah was completely separate from it. And therefore, they weren't planning on going back to it. They didn't keep it in mind while they were doing it. The Torah was completely out of sight, out of mind when they went to work. How are the Rabbanim and Chachamim supposed to know that? They didn't know that. The Nevi'im didn't know that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that. Therefore, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to say, Azvam Torati v'lo pelchuba. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, they left the Torah, when they went to work, they had Hesach Hadat. And that's the Yesod that the Beit Halevi says. When it comes to Torah, the Torah needs us constantly guarding it. Shmir on the Torah needs to be constant. And if you're not, that's Hesach Hadat. And the Torah doesn't work. And since this is something that's only Ba'umka Deliba, says the Beis Halevi, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. And that's why the Gemara concludes, you know what was the problem? What does it mean, Azvu Torati? So the Gemara actually tells us, Gemara Ba'Metzia, it's Shelo Berchu Ba'Torah. They didn't make a bracha on the Torah. What do you mean they didn't make a bracha on the Torah? Well, the Rush in Brachos tells us that we make a bracha on the Torah once in the morning. We don't make a bracha the rest of the day. You know, when we sit in a sukkah, every time we go into the sukkah and have a meal, we make a new leishiv basukkah. And then when we leave and we come back a few hours later and have another meal, we make another leishiv basukkah. Why wasn't the leishiv basukkah in the morning good for the afternoon and the evening? When we make the berachat Torah, it's good in the morning, afternoon, and evening. And the answer is for the sukkah, it's because the Rush says the difference between the sukkah and Torah is Torah eino mesiach daito mimeno v'daito lachzor lomod. Yes. I may only learn in the morning and then later in the evening. But But throughout the day, my mind is still on the Torah. I plan on getting back, and even while I'm working, I have the Torah in mind. I have to keep kosher while I work. I have to keep the laws of Yichud while I work. I have to keep all the laws of Gneva, Gzela, Ribit, everything. All the halachas still apply while I'm at work. And they're constantly on my mind, so my mind is never off of Torah. So therefore, even though I only learned a little bit in the morning and a little bit at night, there was never Hesech Hadar from Torah. So when I go back to learning Torah at night, the Berchat HaTorah that I made in the morning is good enough for me. It's still valid. It's still in effect. And therefore, when I learn Torah at night, I don't have to make the bracha again. That was the chait that they made. They had Hesech Hadar from their Torah. While they were working, they did not have Torah in mind. It was completely out of sight and out of mind. And therefore, when they went back to learning Torah, the taka didn't need to make a new bracha on the Torah. And that's why the Gemara is saying, Lo berchu batorah. They didn't make a bracha on the Torah, and they should have, because they didn't keep the Torah in mind. So it's not that they should have made a bracha on the Torah, it's that they needed to make a bracha on the Torah. Their sin was, they should have created a situation where they didn't need another bracha on the Torah at night. They should have kept the Torah in mind all day long. The fact that they didn't do that, that was their chayin, and that was why it was referred to by a Kaddish Baruch Hu in Yirmiyah as Vam Torah Ti, they left my Torah. What does it mean they left my Torah? They had Hesach Ratat from Torah every single day when they were out earning their living. And this is the Beis Halevi, so Derech Chidur Ksad is a very sharp insight. It's a very sharp insight. It's not, of course, we have to go earn a living. The Gemara Brachos, that's the Maskana of the Gemara Brachos. Beis Halevi mentions it here. Harbei Asuk, they tried it and they didn't work to try like Rashbi, somebody else will take care of it. No, we have to do our part. We have to go out and earn our Parnassa. There's no discussion. But when we're going out and earning our Parnassa, there should not be Hesech Hadar from keeping the Torah. That's both from our intent to go back to learn Torah, but also to always be keeping the Torah in the forefront in our mind, to make sure that we don't violate it no matter where we are. And that way, the only way to have Shmir on the Torah, and that was the Brit that we're entering at Har Sinai, Shmartim at Briti, we're going to guard it. How are we going to guard it? By never ever having Hesech Hadat from the Torah. So wherever we are, whatever we're doing throughout the day, we have to remember and to constantly keep the Torah in mind, and we should never, Chas HaShalom, have Hesech Hadat from the Torah.